Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December 9th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a penny and a half at 644, March wheat down 12 cents, 734 and a quarter, and Jan beans down 2.5 cents at 1483 and three quarters. The reports came out really kind of stagnant. The corn carryout was raised 75 million bushels to 1.257, but the world carryout was lowered by 2.4 million metric tons. I guess that gave the corn a little bit of support. Also, after the close, the commitment of traders reports showed the funds about 50,000 less long than most people had them. We had them around 170. It looks like they're about 120,000 long as of tonight. The bean number came out unchanged. The wheat number unchanged in the carryouts. The wheat in the world carryout was only cut by 500,000. They were looking for an 800,000 cut there. The beans were raised 500,000, but it didn't have really much impact on the beans. So it was really kind of a nothing reaction to a nothing report. Looks like the USDA wanted to kick the can down the road on the next report. The Argentinian weather, looks like they're getting some rains down there. Not very heavy, not very widespread, but they're getting some. It looks like the temperatures do cool off starting Sunday night into next week. The high 70s to mid 80s. So, you know, if we come in Sunday night and the rains are there and the cool temperatures are there, then I think we'd open lower. If it looks like it's hot and dry, then I would guess we'd open higher. The meals rallied $50 a ton just this week. The oil is down 14 cents in the last couple of weeks. It's unprecedented. It's amazing that the meal once again led this thing up. I was up 520. Oil was down 130 ticks. I've never seen destruction in an oil meal spread like this ever. But that's what we're seeing out here, and it is what it is. The Dow Jones is currently down 270. It certainly looks weak to me. I think we're headed for a recession. I think China's headed for a recession. But in the meantime, you know, the people are worried about the Argentinian crop. You know, there's only so much of that. The Brazil crop is going to be huge. So I don't really see that it's worth what's happened in here with basically a 90-cent rally in beans. Like I said, a $70 rally in the meal off of the lows a couple of weeks ago. I just don't believe it. But nevertheless, you know, I haven't believed it, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. So it surprised me here again today. I thought each day we'd probably see it back off. You've got the relative strength index at 90 on the meal. You've got it down to 17 on the oil. You know, when's it going to correct? I suppose when Argentina gets some rains. So we'll see what happens on Sunday night. The reports, again, kind of nothing. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.